Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Life Saturday night has a lot to unfold. I'm leaving now, let's go. Now it is the weekend. Said I can make your weekend. Saturday morning when the sun comes out, I was sleeping with my shades pulled down. Then I will binge Netflix on my couch, grabbing some booze and then I'll chug it down. We will be dancing till we get kicked out of every.
In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady.
John,
what is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio?
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Kurdish forces in northern Syria are being shelled, according to a Fox source with them in the region, who says a ceasefire announced by Vice President Pence yesterday is absolutely not being enforced. President Trump said yesterday,
"We have a tremendous situation worked out in so many different ways, and it's an honor to have been involved in it."
The deal was for a five-day ceasefire to allow Kurds to pull back. White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says he's being misconstrued after saying President Trump withheld military aid to Ukraine to force an investigation into whether Ukraine was behind the hack of a Democratic National Committee server in 2016, not Russia.
Did he also mention to me in the past that the corruption related to the DNC server? Absolutely. No question about that. But that's it. That's why we held up the money.
A senior Justice Department official tells Fox, if the White House was withholding aid in regards to the cooperation with any investigation, that's news to us. America's listening to Fox News.
We baked you a birthday cake. If you get a tummy ache and you moan and groan and woe, don't forget we told you so.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
It is Jay Scott's birthday. It's going to be a very special day today, if we have anything to say about it. before we get to Mr. Nestor there.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
We want to give Jacqueline Graves every minute possible to call us at 396-5477 and get her name in the name game contest to win a $1,000 gift card to select stores at Eastdale Mall. That's Jacqueline Graves. You have till 7 a.m. to call us at 396-5477.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
You mentioned the name Nestor, but he's still a boy without a name. It's so sad. He's still got that clunky name, Potential Tropical Cyclone 16. They can't call him Nestor yet because he hasn't acquired tropical or subtropical characteristics. So they had to call him something so they could issue a tropical storm warning on the Alabama coast and the northwest Florida coast, which they have done. So the storm continues to get a little bit better organized. Winds are 40 miles an hour. Could be a 55-mile-an-hour storm by late tonight and then come ashore maybe early in the day tomorrow. So everybody wants to know, what about us? Well, that's why I'm here. Mostly cloudy, comfortable today, high 71. Tonight, showers likely, some tropical downpours likely by the wee hours in the morning and then through Saturday morning and probably through midday, but ending in the afternoon. Wind gust as high as 25 to 29 miles per hour, maybe, here in central Alabama, or maybe over 30 miles per hour, places like Auburn, Dothan, you know, eastern and southeast Alabama. Low tonight, 59, high tomorrow, 71. Sunday, nice day. Lots of sun, high 80. Strong cold front Monday evening. Could there be severe weather in Alabama, according to the Storm Prediction Center? Yeah, maybe. So we'll watch that, too. Right now this morning, east winds at 7. Mostly clear skies on the J Birthday Radio Program. It's 52 degrees at 6:05.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
I think when I first signed up for Netflix, the monthly fee was $6.99.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it is $12.99 per month. And now they have decided, they know that many people are using one password to access their content, and they're gonna crack down.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, it's very true. A lot of people do that. I'm always afraid to do something like that, so I don't, like, hey, you want to use my password to get into this particular streaming site? Nah, that's okay. Thanks.
So basically, if you're cheating Netflix, this multi-trillion-dollar corporation, remember this.
The time has come for someone to put his foot down.
That foot.
And that foot is me.
It really doesn't go into detail about how they're going to, although I know this. I signed in South Florida and immediately got an email from them wondering why I was signing in from South Florida. That's kind of creepy.
Oh, yeah. When they see you from another location, right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Is this you?
I cannot recite. I was pissed. I called them up.
Yeah?
So what's your problem? I said I used the email and the right password. Just because I'm not in my bedroom in Montgomery, Alabama, does not mean... Okay. You know, just want to make sure nobody's hacking your account.
Did you talk to somebody in a foreign land?
No, I didn't. Actually spoke to a young woman.
Okay.
I wasn't real ugly. I was just... I expressed my annoyance. I felt it was what I needed to do. Today is October 18th. It's Jay Scott's birthday. Hey, how did you like that sandwich?
Yeah, it's a workout.
He's got a big old grin on his face. I sent him a picture on his way to work. I don't know if you saw it on his way to work. Did you see it on your way to work?
Yes.
Okay, I saw him. Yes, I showed a picture. And I posted it, too, with credit, too. I tagged you guys on it.
Oh, good, because I would like to put that on my page. Birthday, I was pretty proud of that sandwich.
Birthday boys get whatever they want, except apparently not a cake.
Well, it's not the skill set that goes into making the sandwich or the time.
Oh.
It's getting up a little earlier and getting my keister in here a little earlier because those things take some time to make. That's the gift.
Honestly, you could have stuck a candle in that thing and called it a cake.
he thought I was getting the cake, and I thought he was getting the cake.
You don't remember. I said, how about if I make a key lime pie? We'll do a guy thing. Oh. And no, I got it. And I think, you know what the problem is you take on too much. Really do. You've got a tropical thing without a name.
I've got severe weather Monday night coming up. I've been thinking about this. I've been thinking about Jay's birthday. And then
a dog that needs your attention.
So we don't have a cake for you. And it's a cakeless birthday, but life goes on.
and I hope you can forgive us.
Well, I was told. Now, I'm not gonna. I'm putting her totally on the spot here.
Yeah.
But when she was in here, I don't know when it was.
You're talking about
Jay Quallen.
Yes.
Yeah, she's bringing cookies.
She said she was going to make me some of those cookies that she made. So
okay,
well, I got. I know I got cookies on the way, but honestly, I mean, I'm sweating from eating that sandwich.
I gotta find that photo.
I picked that sandwich up by the plate and thought it was going to fall off the way the plate.
It almost did.
Gave.
Break the plate.
I mean,
sometime between now and the timeline, he should empty. He should open that almost empty box, which he knows what's in it.
Oh, yeah.
And my certificate?
There's a card.
I tell you what, we got to take a break for local news. We'll come back and do that next on this. Jay Scott's birthday.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Jackson Hospital in Montgomery is restricting visitors due to high flu activity. Hospital officials say signs of the flu have appeared early this year, and if you have flu-like symptoms, you should visit your primary care doctor or an urgent care clinic. Another bank robbery in Montgomery Thursday morning, this time the BB&T in the 2900 block of Carter Hill Road. Police say the suspect gave a teller a note and then fled the scene with cash. This is now the third bank robbery in Montgomery with similar circumstances in the last 2 weeks. Police aren't saying whether they are connected. The latest now on the kidnapping of 3-year-old Camille McKinney, a.k.a. Cupcake. It's been 6 days now since she was abducted from a birthday party in Birmingham, and still not many answers. Two people taken in for questioning were arrested on unrelated charges. One has since been released on bond. The reward for information has now grown to $25,000. For more on these stories and others, watch CBS 8 and ABC 32. For Alabama News Network, I'm Jalea Brooks.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, and wow, I just checked it. Gold just hit $1,500 an ounce. It was hanging around $1,200, $1,300 not too long ago, and boom, it's way up there. Marguerite's, whether you know it or not, you can bring in gold, and you can trade your gold or make you something new, or you can walk away with a check for it. So bring in your diamonds, your gold that you no longer are wearing. Let's see what we can do with it. We'll do something fantastic with it at Marguerite's. Marguerite's is located in the Peppertree Shopping Center. We're open 7 days a week. Come see us out at Peppertree. Thank you.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The old clock on the wall says
it is quitting time.
What clock would that be?
Just give it a few more hours.
Okay, how many?
How many more, sir?
8 more hours?
8 hours?
Yes!
Quitting time Friday.
Come to those who wait.
What do you got planned for the weekend?
What are your plans for the weekend?
We're having a huge party.
What kind of party?
The kind you never forget.
All weekend long.
Well, let's get to it then.
Showtime!
It is showtime at 6:13. Time to show our love for Jay Scott time.
Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
And so a few days ago, several days ago, we thought, wouldn't it be nice? Jay got a weather station last year, and he hasn't gotten it up yet. Wouldn't it be nice
if he had already put it up?
That's what
arrange,
she said.
To arrange for someone to do it and tell him on his birthday.
Guess
and,
what?
Since he's been holding on to it for a year and done nothing with it.
48 hours ago, he informs us, hey, guess what? I put the rain. I put the rain gauge up. I got the weather station up. So go ahead. Rip open the box, and there's a card there, too. It's mainly a very large box. By the way, see the side? See the care of wrapping? Look at the side.
Yeah, look at that.
The care of wrapping. You could all... in my family, they could always say, oh, this one's from Rich.
What, did you walk it through the door this morning across the parking lot?
No, I just...
Oh, it's such a guy
the
thing.
The top looks okay. Just go ahead and rip it open.
Yeah.
Nice ribbon placement, Rich.
Thank you.
Hey, slap a ribbon.
Yeah. They charge $2 for those now, those ribbons now.
I That's why. I'd save them. I'm not cheap, but there's some things I just don't like to spend money on.
My mom would save all that stuff like that, too. you got to feel the front. The feel of
I already did. Okay. Yeah. It says rub your hand over this word. The word is good. Yeah. It's felt.
Yeah.
And then it said, just wanted you to feel good on your birthday. Yeah. So
there you go. Happy birthday.
So there's a message from Rich I can't read on the air.
I said do not read this on the air.
Give me that. I want to see it. I want to see what kind of naughtiness is going on in our domain here.
It's just that word we've been using the last few days.
For that thing that I finally got in the air.
Yeah.
Oh, the E word.
Yeah. It's an Amazon box.
Oh, yeah, it's from Amazon. No, it's not. It used to be from Amazon, but...
What came in this originally?
Oh, I don't know.
What did you get? Yeah.
I do not know.
Yeah. It's a three-hour show, Jay.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to go faster. Oh, crap. It's tape. There we go. We're good.
I love the sound effects.
There we go. It's not a hotkey, folks.
No,
there's one thing.
There it is.
Too live.
It's
ta-da!
It's telling what it is. It's
my weather station installation certificate. This acknowledges that Jay Scott's weather station will be installed by certified as in italics, certified installer, Rich Thomas, coordinator, October 18th, 2019. Sure, I'm certified enough. I got it installed.
Well, that'll be fun to keep and laugh at every once in a while. So.
Yeah, I'm sorry I ruined this. I'm so sorry. Right.
At least we got a cake. Oh, no, we didn't even get a cake.
No, it's fine. I'm good.
I got a card.
Do I look like a guy that needs cake?
I do not like finger pointing.
Hey, buddy, don't get me started.
I told you not long ago. I said, you know, you take on too much, and then you forget.
Gosh.
But would you like a key lime pie on Monday?
Sure.
Okay. Well, you got a triple decker today, so that's good.
That triple decker.
I don't know how to double deck.
Holy key lime cow!
He couldn't get the.
It was so big.
He couldn't get the top on the. On the pan.
Yeah.
You go ahead and giggle on that one.
Because I put the top on to help heat and melt everything inside, and it barely...
I did not expect it to be that big. There are so many jokes that I'm saying that. Many jokes.
It is 6:17. All this excitement makes me want to smoke, so... I tell you, we have a Duncan and Summer Dictathon. Don and Mitch joining us next hour.
Oh, that's right. We have a lot going on today, huh?
It's crazy.
It's all downhill from here, though, Jay. I'm afraid.
That's fine. I love this thing. I can look at my birthday present anytime I want to.
Yeah.
And tell you that right now it is 53 degrees at my house.
That's very cool.
Hermitville.
In my cave.
Jacqueline Graves is our name this hour in the name game. Jacqueline, you now have 43 shopping minutes to call 396-5477 and get yourself in for that $1,000 gift card to select stores at Eastdale Mall. Time for our first look at the roads with the inimitable Skipper.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
As you ride into work this morning, this is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic and a special Jay Scott birthday edition of the traffic. And we couldn't be more happy because we have an all clear this morning. No accidents anywhere around Montgomery. So while you're driving in this morning, sing happy birthday to Jay Scott and have a wonderful Friday. Don't miss 50 Cent Chicken Wings during Monday Night Football at the Shack. Also, $6.99 ribeye steak and fries on Thursday night at the Shack on the Atlanta Highway. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, happy birthday, Jay Scott. I'm Wendell Jay.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Attorney Grubbs here, asking if you've heard of the program that serves 400 hot meals Monday through Friday to seniors in need and has a waiting list of 300 seniors. This program is Meals on Wheels, and it's one of the flagship programs of MCOA. I and other experts in the senior care community have decided to raise funds at at the second annual Successful Aging Boot Camp to help those seniors and to help Meals on Wheels. Tickets are $25 and go on sale October 24th. The event is October 29th. Now, we sold out last year, so be sure to pre-register by finding us on Facebook or on Eventbrite, or call 334-649-4911. Again, all proceeds will go to MCOA. This is the second annual Successful Aging Boot Camp, where you will learn how to protect your life savings, pick the right long-term care facility, and how to be a rock star caregiver to those with dementia. Call 334-649-4911 to pre-register.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The Capital City Club invites you to the first ever Fur Ball. Enjoy a night dressed to the nines as you celebrate and support canines, felines, and all our furry friends. Along with scrumptious food and breathtaking views, enjoy a silent auction and a live art auction like no other. The twist? Hidden paw prints. This event is open to the public, with a portion of the proceeds going to the Montgomery Humane Society. Get your tickets at classic.als.net/Capital City Club Montgomery and join us for the Fur Ball November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, MetroFitness.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Nothing was here yesterday. Suddenly they're here today. JCPenney, now it's a scare factory. Shop, shop, shopping at the Halloween store. There's a mask with bleeding eyes, severed heads and zombie brides. That's a giant blow-up ghost I'm buying for the lawn. Demonic possessed pumpkins, animatronic skeletons. Shop, shop, shopping at the Halloween store.
622, News Talk 93.1 FM on this J. Scott's birthday with a timeline for October the 18th. Here's Rich Thomas.
291st day of the year, 74 days remain. It is National Chocolate Cupcake Day today. Well, how could I miss that?
I'll grab one of those.
Maybe you could get one of
not
those.
Not right now, though. I'm still feeling the effects.
How about some meatloaf? It's Meatloaf Appreciation Day. And tomorrow is National New Friends Day.
Probably had meatloaf on Monday, by the way.
Is that right?
Yeah, with the that's fried
always
egg
good.
And the cheese.
Oh, that's always so good.
Man,
you can do
the
you can do runny eggs.
Just have a fried egg. I mean, same here. Just have a fried egg on anything. It's gonna be delicious.
Dateline Montgomery, Alabama, Baptist Hospital. Our buddy Jay Scott, born on this date, only child of proud parents Jerry and Faye. If you've heard this before, you heard it last year verbatim.
Yes.
And it says on this script, it was Wednesday just like today. Beautiful fall day, much like it is out there today. The morning low was 45. The afternoon high was 72. Clear blue skies. While you were being born, I was music director and doing middays at WHHY. So I was 22 years old.
Oh, I was born at 7:01 p.m. or something
is
like that,
right?
On Wednesday
I
night.
Was born
so
a lot of kids born in the morning.
I don't know who was doing nights on HHY.
Oh, it was the Birdman.
Yeah.
Now let me tell you. Can you help me out with this?
Sure.
I'm going to show you a picture, and you can tell me who do you think? How old do you think this person is?
That is probably three?
Four? Maybe three
maybe
or four?
Maybe four?
I don't know the answer.
My uncle took it, though.
Yeah.
I can tell you that much.
That's a picture of little baby Jay. And by the way, I know this is radio and you can't see that picture, but I think our friends on TV are going to pop that up in just a few minutes.
Yeah, so
You'll be able to see what were the little picture of cutie. What did you say to me in a text message? You said,
I said, he out-adorable you.
Yeah. I wish I could look like that again. You've been talking to some family
members. You do. Everything's just bigger. That's all.
The internet is an amazing thing.
That's not on the internet anywhere.
But there are some pictures of you that are very close. Okay, so back to the script that we heard last year. The Montgomery Advertiser. Montgomery Advertiser local story. City Council votes to make Decatur a one-way southbound street from Madison to Carter Hill.
Which is on my paper that you gave me last year that's framed and hanging up in my house.
That's right. Picture on the page, children enjoying agricultural exhibits at the South Alabama State Fair. National headline, President Carter intervenes in the Mideast peace talks, which encountered a snag. Yanks take the series from the Dodgers last night in as far as that day, winning in six games. Now, let's see, the big movie in the theater, Wiz, leading the box office. Some of the biggest songs in the top five. Hot Child in the City, we played that last year for you, Nick Gilder. MacArthur Park, Donna Summer. Reminiscing by the Little River Band. You Needed Me, a really boring song from Anne Murray. And also a song that was in our top five, actually written by Kenny Loggins and Melissa Manchester. How about that? Melissa recorded her own version the following year in 79, but this is the big hit version. Came out in July, peaked on your birthday, whenever we call our buddy Jay friend.
Whenever I call you friend, I begin to think I understand. And it will be you and I have always been. Ever and ever, I see myself within your eyes. And that's all I need to show the world. Everything I do,
yeah.
Always takes me.
Get to the hook, Kenny.
There you go, man. Stevie Nicks, Kenny Loggins. Whenever I call you friend.
Forever they'll be doing it. What are they talking about?
Yeah, I know.
Top five. The day J. Scott was born. Before he was born in 1898, the American flag was raised in Puerto Rico on this date, symbolizing the fact that our troops had seized control of the island, and it was the end of the Spanish-American War. There it goes up. 1931.
That was just like my weather station the other day.
Thomas Alva Edison died on this date in New Jersey at the age of 84.
That's a big deal, and they shut the lights off across the country for 1 minute.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff. 52 years ago, 1967, Walt Disney's animated classic The Jungle Book was released, featuring that great song, The Bare Necessities. 1968, John Lennon and Yoko Ono busted for marijuana possession in London.
Dun, dun, dun.
Police found 219 grains of cannabis in their apartment. 1967, Temptations scored their number one song, Can't Get Close to You. 1975, Paul Simon reunites with Art Garfunkel on Saturday Night Live. They performed the song, My Little Town.
Oh, yeah.
This is the day in 42 years ago in 77 that Reggie Jackson earned the name Mr. October after hitting three home runs in Game 6 of the World Series and carrying the Yankees to another title. Sorry about the Yanks loss last night, man.
I want everybody that calls the show today, the first words out of their mouth to be, the Yankees suck. And then tell us whatever it is we've asked you to do. If you're calling on a conundrum, first thing I want to hear is the Yankees suck.
And then maybe happy birthday, Jay.
Or that, too.
31
happy
years
birthday,
ago.
Jay, the Yankees suck. And my guess on the conundrum is...
And we don't have any cake for you. 31 years ago, in 1988, Roseanne debuts on ABC. And you know what happened recently with Roseanne's tweets, which killed the show The Conners. But actually, they did okay, I guess, without her. Some birthdays today besides yours. Chuck Berry would have had a birthday today, died in 2017.
That's pretty cool to have a Chuck Berry birthday the same day.
Yeah.
Zac Efron, he is the kid that used to be a teenager. He's now 32 and works out too much. Tyler Posey is 28. Jean-Claude Van Damme is 59. Martina Navratilova from Nicaragua is 63. Chuck Lorre is 67. He's the guy that created Two and a Half Men and some other stuff, including Young Sheldon, The Big Bang Theory.
He's our Star is Born feature today, too.
Can you imagine Big Bang Theory, Young Sheldon, and Two and a Half Men? He's got some money.
Yep.
Guy's got some money. Pam Dauber is 68 today.
I had a crush on her.
From Mork and Mindy. Mike Ditka is how old today?
I'm going to guess 82.
80, the big 80. Meanwhile, Don Wells of Gilligan's Island is 81 today. And Peter Boyle would have had a birthday today. He was Frank Barone on Everybody Loves Raymond, but forget that. He was the monster in Young Frankenstein with very few words, but he had his facial expressions were perfect. Peter Boyle would have died in 2006. Countdowns, 13 days till Halloween, 16 days till the time change, Thanksgiving in 41 days, and Christmas in 72 days. That's the birthday edition of the Timeline.
Oh, you men are all alike. 7 or 8 quick ones, and you're off with the boys to boast and brag. You better keep your mouth shut. Oh, I think I love him.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
All right, back to the name game here, and this will be the final call for Jacqueline Graves. Interesting name in advance of Halloween. Jacqueline Graves, you have until 7 to call us to 396-5477 and make sure that you are entered for the drawing for a $1,000 gift card to select stores at the Eastdale Mall. Jacqueline Graves, paging you. Montgomery Paint and Body has built a reputation as the best place to take your car if you're in an accident, for good reason. Many years ago, and I remember this going on in Chicago, it was kind of a thing, you know, body shops would get a check from an insurance adjuster, and, well, if you skip this step and this step here, a customer won't know. You split the money. There was a lot of that chicanery going on. And when Donnie Turner opened MPB 3.5 decades ago, it just... He's not that kind of guy. It's not in his DNA to do anything less than the 100% best possible job. And he stood with those ethics from day one, refused to budge, and eventually the rest of the industry was sort of compelled to follow his lead, if you will. And by that, I mean, this is the company that one of America's largest insurers, like a good neighbor, came and videotaped processes at MPB to show others how they want it done. That's how good they are. And we're lucky to have a team that excellent here in Montgomery. So when you need body work, big or small, Montgomery Paint and Body should be your first call. I just made a Hallmark moment.
Look at that.
In the middle of a spot for Montgomery Paint and Body.
You made a brand new slogan for them.
Their number's 27 Rec with a W, and I follow that with something clever, but there's nothing that rhymes with W. On the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Seriously the best.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. One of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Okay, so that system that is not Nestor yet, it's still called potential tropical cyclone 16, is 390 miles south of the coast and heading up at a pretty good clip. It reaches the coast probably wee hours of tomorrow morning, somewhere along the northwest Florida coast, as a tropical storm, we think, or a subtropical storm, something like that, with winds, 40, 50, 55 miles an hour at landfall. And then for us locally, we could see some showers beginning in the middle of the night, and then the winds gusting to 26, 27, 28, 29 miles an hour. That's another thing. You'll be able to see the wind gusts tomorrow from this system. Your first storm system. Oh, we're so happy for you, little boy. Tonight's low 59, tomorrow's high 71. And by the way, today I think we'll reach about 70 for a high temperature. Today is going to be very comfortable and very quiet before the calm before the storm, if you will. Sunday's a nice day behind this system. Lots of sun, high around 80. Then a strong cold front on Monday night could have some strong to severe thunderstorms ahead of it. And so that's something that's on my mind as well. Right now this morning, we have mostly clear skies. Temperature is 52 at 634.
All right. Again, if you didn't hear us a few minutes ago, we have a debut photo of Jay Scott at age 3-4. That to me looks more like about 4.
Yeah, I would say 4-ish.
But
my aunt would know. Guy. Yeah, I'd send her a text. I was like, you've been talking to my coworkers, haven't you? And she said, happy birthday. Yes, I have. How old? Let me ask her, how old am I in that picture? I'm curious. My uncle's a photographer, and he doesn't normally do kid photos, but he did tons of photos of me as a child.
Well, understandably. I mean, you're like a little catalog kid there.
Can you switch that button for the TV station down there? The
button? Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, yes.
Studio. And yeah. We should pull up the volume on the headset. We had to go down and visit the traffic dungeon here, and when we come back...
She's responding here to tell me how old I am in that picture. Or at least the dots are moving. Come on, it's a number. Come on. Oh, well. When it comes in, I'll tell you. It's moving. Little dots are moving.
Yeah.
Telling me there's a response coming. But oh well.
When Rich, I
watch. Go to break. I don't know how.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a good bit of traffic on I-65 and 85 this morning moving into the city, but everything is rolling along nice and smooth. We have no issues anywhere on this Friday, and after this past week of accidents that we've had, that is just a great thing. Everybody buckle up, drive carefully this morning, and let's try to have an accident-free Friday if we possibly can. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. Your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Kurdish forces in northern Syria are being shelled, according to a Fox source with them in the region who says a ceasefire announced by Vice President Pence yesterday is absolutely not being enforced. President Trump said yesterday,
we have a tremendous situation worked out in so many different ways, and it's an honor to have been involved in it.
The deal was for a 5-day ceasefire to allow Kurds to pull back. White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says he's being misconstrued after saying President Trump withheld military aid to Ukraine to force an investigation into whether Ukraine was behind the hack of a Democratic National Committee server in 2016, not Russia.
Did he also mention to me in the past that the corruption related to the DNC server? Absolutely. No question about that. But that's it. That's why we held up the money.
A senior Justice Department official tells Fox if the White House was withholding aid in regards to the cooperation with any investigation, that's news to us. America's listening to Fox News.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money. So he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1587. 36-8, Equal Housing Lender.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Join Jones Drugs on Saturday, October 26th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. as they partner with the police department for the National Drug Take Back event. Come by the parking lot of the Prattville, Millbrook, or Montgomery locations, have a free hot dog, and bring your unwanted, unneeded, or expired prescriptions. That's Saturday, October 26th, 10 to 2.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's not Disneyland, it's Zombieland.
It's a world of, a world of, it's a world of, and a world of, there's so much that we share, that it's time we're aware, it's a world after all, 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 it's a world after all.
Now playing at the Brains Theater.
It's showtime.
Okay, now it's our job to be ready for the cue from CBS 8, ABC 32, as we join the cast of Rising with...
Top 10 phone apps we can't live without.
And a debut photo of Jay Scott as a little guy. And I don't think I'm exaggerating. Rich, you have been out adorable.
Oh my gosh, he is the cutest kid.
And we did get confirmation that you were about 3 or 4.
About 3 or 4, yeah.
Which is what I guess. You see, that's a parenting skill you pick up because you're around.
Those were taken when, I mean, they haven't been digitized.
5.
Blast off.
Blast off.
Right in your morning.
I forgot they can't hear that.
Your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6. On CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The average American has 20 apps installed on their phone. If you could only have one, what would it be?
A new survey found that the top 5 apps we say we can't live without, they're of course Facebook, Instagram, Gmail, YouTube, and Snapchat.
I just don't know if I would admit to not being able to live without any of those. I want to bring in the crew over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday.
Good morning.
Happy birthday.
Hey. Thank you.
I had some confetti or something to throw up for you.
But don't tell anyone. We won't tell anyone.
Okay.
So we, with us.
We were supposed to get cake, but we had a communications breakdown, and he got a card.
He did say he was going to.
Mm.
It's a rare mistake.
No.
What did I get? I got something resembling a cake, about as thick as a cake.
Look at that. Oh, no. We won't see it for about 10 seconds. Uh-huh.
Happy birthday to that cute little guy. Who's that?
Yeah, I know. Girls don't say that stuff anymore.
There he is. Oh, my gosh, yeah. He's adorable. 3, 4 years old, your aunt said, right?
3 or 4 years old when I took it. My uncle took that photo, yes. About 3 or 4 years old.
How about that?
When I saw that photograph...
Hasn't changed at all.
Right?
I told Rich, I said, you have been out adorable for the first time in your life, mister.
Yeah.
That's a great picture. You look the same. Everything's just bigger.
For a second there, I thought it was Andrew James.
Today.
Yeah, you've always had a face for television then.
Yeah. Wow. Well,
thank you, guys.
So we're
thank you.
Talking about the top 10 phone apps, and they mentioned Facebook Instagram, but I mean, that you have to have. I mean, can you imagine a world without Google Maps now, or Waze, or you know, any of those GPS? You know,
I was a little bit resistant to some of the apps when they first started coming out, but I found that actually the phone app is easier to use for Facebook Messenger, email than a laptop or my desktop computer.
Sure.
Yeah. So, yeah. I'm kind of proud that I joined.
You're a big boy now.
Yeah, I'm all grown up. And
someone give him a pat on the back
for joining the 21st century. We are very proud of you.
Not that there's anything wrong with it, but I'm proud that I'm not using a jitterbug.
A jitterbug phone. Gotcha.
What's the other one that they advertise where grandma's taking pictures of the kids? And, let's see. Hold still there, sonny. It's...
Or a burn phone. What are those burner phones? People that are doing illicit stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm...
Yeah, right.
Or like that app that's like a calculator and it hides like your...
That's when you're really into some shady.
That's when you're being snared.
Let me ask you a question.
I don't know either.
We had a thing on the air, since this we're talking tech here, and it was a mother who caught her son asking Alexa for help with a math problem. Is that a yay or a nay? I mean, we have calculators and all this technology, but are we shortchanging a child from learning how to critically think their way through these problems?
Right.
I mean, a child should know how to do basic math.
And we found out that particular Alexa in Scotland has a Scottish accent.
Yeah, it's so pretty funny. Cool, actually.
Now, I must be really old because Snapchat means absolutely nothing to me. I mean,
I hate Snapchat.
Snapchat
what?
Is...
Everybody's turned their back on Snapchat?
It's just... That's like,
Instagram is...
Young kids.
I'm not into Instagram. And sometimes I wonder if
that's Facebook Lite.
Facebook is a part-time job, for crying out loud.
I know. In fact, I don't scan it anymore. I put stuff on there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, Jay Sandwich pictures.
The one app that I cannot do without is the Rich Thomas Weather app.
There you go.
It's free.
Check you out. Okay. Shameless plug. I feel it.
All right,
I definitely think mine would have to be Google Maps, though.
The Waze, because it shows the traffic. Well, I mean, I know Google Maps does that, too, but also it kind of shows where the police officers are.
Right.
I'm using Waze because I felt like I was in a video game, and I kept wanting to report everything, and so I was like, this is just not very helpful for me.
I like having my bank on my phone.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. Much easier.
Very
true. The bank app,
All right. Well, we hope you have a great weekend.
We're going to cut this one short. We've gotten the hard wrap. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend, too. And happy birthday again, Jess.
Yes, happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
He is the MVP here at Blue Water Broadcasting, by the way.
Thanks.
Talking about Jay, I think if somebody went to the buttery one and said, who's the one employee you could not do without here? It would be you.
I mean, you know.
After he says his wife.
You had that name? What's her last... What used to be her last name?
Oh, are you talking about the former Miss Jennifer...
Roy!
And now her name is Jennifer Butters. It's 6:46, time for the Cheap and Trashy.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Welcome to the Cheap and Trash. We were just talking about apps and social media and all that stuff. And what was the big story this week? Jennifer Aniston breaking the record for being the fastest to 1 million follows.
On Instagram.
And we have a song for all occasions here.
Jennifer Aniston started an Instagram. And within 5 hours, she had 1 million fans. To get my 60 followers took me 3 years. Now she's racking up millions, won't follow me back, and I'm in tears. Cause I will follow you if you follow me back. I will repost too. Gently DM me back. Hashtags all for you. Please heart my photos too.
In other Jennifer news, Jennifer Lawrence is getting married tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Should we interrupt to take this call from another?
Sure. Well, he's calling long distance, so sure. Well, long distance exists anymore.
Not really, but that's okay. It's from North Carolina. It sounds good for us that we have listeners all the way in North Carolina.
Hey.
Absolutely.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
Good morning, Greg. How's it going?
I am just fine. Dandy. Wonderful.
Well, I just wanted to thank Rich for playing the song of the day whenever I call you friend.
Yeah.
Back in the early 80s, when you were working at Waxy, you used to have that contest called $1,000 Thursday.
Yes.
And five easy pieces. Yeah. And I won $1,000 one morning listening to you from that song.
Whoa!
We were talking about that.
Memory.
Somebody dug up, I put it on my Facebook timeline the other day. It was a newspaper story about lady wins $10,000 just for listening to the radio.
Uh-huh.
And on Morning Madness with Greg Biddle.
Isn't that cool? Morning song happens to be the one near $1,000.
It was.
Great.
That is amazing.
Every time I hear that song, I think of you and think of that time of our lives and everything. Yep. But just wanted to call to say thanks.
Well,
and I wish
cool.
you a happy birthday.
Thank you, Paul.
Just keep up the good work. You guys do great.
You missed
great
one piece of my instructions. I want every caller at some point, happy birthday, Jay, the Yankees suck, okay?
That's right. Hey, where has Emily been all week? I haven't...
We're going to talk about that a little bit later.
Oh, okay. All right. I just have missed the banter between all of you. And I mean, the banter between the three of you has been great, but...
How about Bailey, too?
Well, and Bailey,
we're three men and a Bailey.
Three men and a Bailey, that's right. Okay, guys, have a great weekend.
Appreciate it. All right, Paul, thank you. It is 6:50. What else do we have in the cheap and trashy? This is another one of these things that annoys me. A story that says Jimmy Johnson, former Dallas Cowboys coach, Dolphins coach.
What did he do?
University of Miami coach bullied Janis Joplin when they were at Thomas Jefferson High School in Texas in the 50s.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so now we got to drag this out. And the inference here is that he was one of the reasons that she took too much dope and died. Things were different in the late 50s in high schools, and there was hazing and teasing, and it wasn't, you know, I think there's a cruelty gene in a lot of teens, young adults. It just comes out differently now. Why are we going back 50 years to chastise a man who's happily retired, living in the Florida Keys, got a nice restaurant, leave him the hell alone? He had nothing to do with her demise. Maleficent? Maleficent? That's what it looks like to me when I see it. Mistress of Evil opening this weekend alone with Zombieland 2, Double Tap.
I've heard not so good things about it. I was a big fan of the original. Did you see it?
Of Zombieland?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, loved it.
Love it.
I was going to try and go and see it today. There's no way that's going to happen today.
Yeah.
But yeah, I plan on maybe trying to see it this weekend, if not sometime.
Can you look up the Rotten Tomato?
Rotten Tomatoes on this? Yeah, what do we got for Rotten Tomatoes on our movies this week? I'll try and start making this a regular thing for new films. But as we go to Rotten Tomatoes to see what they've got for your new movies this weekend, we see that Zombieland Double Tap is sitting at 69%. That's fresh.
That's okay.
That's still fresh.
All right.
Now, Maleficent... is it 43%? That's rotten.
Yeah, that is rotten.
So, yeah.
Rotten Tomato.
I mean, think about it. Zombieland is at 69. Joker is at 68.
Oh.
So.
Oh.
You know, that gives you an idea.
Zombieland is going to be fun. I'm going to portion out some time for that. Portion out?
Rolling Stone has put together a list of the best whistling songs of all time. Let's give it a quick listen to this montage.
Better be that song from Disney's Robin Hood.
That one, for sure. Yeah.
I want the one to... Do, 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 do.
Oh, yeah. I knew that was going to be there.
Fishing hole.
I'll put lyrics in later. I'll see you guys next week. Nope.
We could...
That's right. He was... He didn't mean to do that. They were going to come back and finish it. Then he got in the plane crash that weekend.
Otis Redding for Dock of the Bay.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I'll just put some whistle in here. We'll come back. We'll do this later when I get back. See
but
you guys.
Until I heard that, after playing it for... 100 years, I didn't miss anything. I said, there's something wrong with this song. It never sounded wrong.
Yeah, no. It perfectly fits.
I think it works, and that's the only way we know it, right?
Yeah.
We just heard from Paul talking about the 80s, and we had a contest one morning. He had to whistle that song with dry oatmeal in your mouth. Now, here's one. Why is this one not on the list?
Welcome to the show.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, guys, let's make it happen.
Okay, let's roll.
This used to be the intro to High Heat.
Let's go.
Let's go, people. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
It's time to get this party started because we have a big show.
We're going
to
have a good show.
Welcome to the show.
It's showtime.
So let's get going.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
So who does that song? That was a big hit, wasn't it?
That is Fitz and the Tantrums.
Tantrums. And everything they do is
catchy
hand
things.
Hand clap.
Yeah, yep. Everything.
And they make me think of Heidi Watney, which is always a nice thought.
Watch it.
We have a couple of other showbiz related things, but they are going to end up in our morning maroons. You'll find out. And a rocket scientist, too.
Okay.
So that is all coming up, including... Was the Yankees suck? It was a different game last night that a baseball first took place, and it's pretty funny. Jack Ingram signature used cars. Why don't we take a quick look at the inventory in the category under $10,000 if that's part of your weekend plan? Two fine wheels, maybe for a new driver in the family, a second car for the house. If you're looking for a new driver, though, safety matters, and there's several choices here that offer top-of-the-line safety features for a new driver, because they may make a mistake. Janelle did. We were glad she was in her Jetta when it happened. These cars offer maximum protection. Nissan Sentra, a 2010 Acura, a Camry, these are all cars that are extraordinarily safe and protect that new driver in case they have that one lapse of a moment. And everything I just mentioned is under $7,000. So you can shop with confidence here. Not only do the cars look great, they look new, but the interiors are clean and pristine, and the engines have been vetted by the Ingram team of mechanics, so you know you're not buying somebody else's troubles. 235 Northeastern Bypass with over 20 financing programs, so if you had some tough credit issues, don't hesitate. Go see Tip James and his team at Jack Ingram and start at jackingram.com.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, I-85 and 65, good bit of traffic on them inbound this morning. A little busy at the I-65-85 interchange. Other than that, on the Northeastern Boulevard from the Wetumpka Highway 231 back to Atlanta Highway, it's a little busy there. Everywhere else, we've got a normal morning flow of traffic and no accidents anywhere. The number one selling car in America, the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhart Toyota. Reinhart Toyota, now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Welcome back to the J. Scott Birthday Spectacular. I was your age not that long ago.
C-S-B-S.
In the past, I was the age you are, and it's great. Life is still great. It's still great today, but sometimes you do deal with issues with, you know, my aching back and that kind of stuff.
Well, if that's happening to you, may I recommend Millbrook Family Chiropractic?
Please do.
Yes. You can find out really everything you need to know about Millbrook Family Chiropractic by going to millbrookchiropractor.com. It is there that you can fill out a new patient form if you're a new patient. You can also sign up and likely schedule an appointment as well. But you can see everything that they offer at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. You get directions of where they're located as well as the hours. In fact, for today, they're open from 7 to noon, and then they'll shut down and close back and open back up again from 2 until 6 this afternoon as well. They can take care of all manner of abilities, not just... it all rolls into chiropractic services, but not just that sort of thing. They've got exercise and plans that they can work out for you. If you're dealing with issues like that, they have exercise plans suited to the individual conditions for the patients and what they need. The flexibility training that they've got that's going to enable you to achieve a normal range of motion in some joints that have been affected by arthritis or any kind of other conditions that you may be suffering from as well. They've got nutrition plans that they work with as well. And they also handle personal injury cases routinely as well. And most insurance is accepted also at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Call them at 285-8483 or go online to millbrookchiropractor.com.
Ironically, today we also have a story about the most awful age. How did they describe this? It's
the most awful age?
It's the worst year of your life, basically. I want to make sure I headline this.
While you're looking that up, we did have a caller call in and say they could not believe that The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly was not in that montage.
Man, that is... Wow, Hugo Montenegro would be spinning in his grave if he was dead.
And I was also thinking of the Lassie theme.
Oh, please. I couldn't hear that. I'd start crying. That just... reached through your chest cavity, past your sternum, and yanked your heart out by the roots. The least fun age. You're not there yet.
Okay.
And we'll tell you what it is. This
okay.
Tease.
Okay. I'm glad I'm not there yet.
You're not, but you're damn close.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, 100.